Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, September 12th. A picture of a Tesla robo-taxi concept was revealed in the new Elon Musk biography. The vehicle seats two side by side, and the rear wheels are much closer together, suggesting a shape that, at least to me, brings to mind the Aptera. The two-door electric compact vehicle that could be referred to as Cybertruck-like has sharp edges and a potentially stainless steel finish. Now, it's certainly interesting, but at Electrek, we don't think this design will make it terribly far. These are potentially really early concepts that would have little to do with the production version. In terms of more concrete information, the biographer describes a November 2022 meeting in which they took a few decisions about the robo-taxi to task. Also, it's not typical for Tesla to reveal too much in a CEO biography, but then again, this kind of access is without precedent, at least in the company. Several Tesla semi-trucks are participating in a new fascinating independent test study. And while it's still early in the program, this is a good chance for the truck to prove itself against naysayers who didn't believe that a battery electric Class 8 truck could be possible. The North American Council for Freight Efficiency has started a new Run or Less program to test several electric trucks in real-world conditions, and they release data in real time. There are three Tesla semi-trucks in the program, and the first study has just been released, and more of it will be coming very soon. In the three summary notes, the Tesla semis were able to travel between 376 and 545 miles on the first day. And we're not sure yet what kind of load the vehicles were taking, but we will keep a close eye on this study as it is progressing and give you the skinny. The Tesla Cybertruck is just about to enter production, but a test vehicle was caught on video causing a potentially dangerous situation as the aerodynamic wheel cover came flying off in the middle of traffic. The video was taken by another Tesla owner through the dash cam function. The wheel cover is just a plastic piece that is latched onto the spokes of the underlying wheel. It's relatively lightweight, but nevertheless, a flying object on the highway is not ideal. We don't know for certain what caused the failure. It could be the wheel cover caught a little bit of air combined with a loose connection. But the fact of it's happening so close to production and with limited miles on Cybertrucks, it suggests that if there is a flaw in the design, it would now be exposed. The revamped 2024 Hyundai Kona Electric goes on sale later this fall, and they have a ton of new features and up to 260 miles of range. In particular, the exterior design has been completely revamped for a new EV-inspired look. Hyundai improved the aerodynamics with a drag coefficient of 0.27. This was achieved through an improved nose and rear liftgate and active grille shutters. Hyundai added EV-specific elements, including a pixelated seamless horizon lamp running across the front and pixel graphics. Hyundai's new compact SUV will be offered in two battery options, a standard 48.6 kilowatt-hour model with 133 horsepower and 188 pound-feet of torque. They have yet to say what the range is on that one, but the larger 64.8 kilowatt-hour battery has 201 horsepower, 188 pound-feet of torque, and the 260 mile of range figure that we shared earlier. Volkswagen is losing market share in its most important market of China, as Tesla and other EV makers in the region are widening the lead. According to Automotive News, after a top executive was sent to China to assess the competition, the message relayed back to Volkswagen CEO Oliver Blum was bleak. The executive told the boss that Volkswagen was losing the EV race in one of its key markets, and the hopes of catching up didn't look promising. In another bit of China Volkswagen news, in the Chinese market, Volkswagen relaunched the 2024 ID.6 Cross electric SUV, which is with their Chinese joint venture. The new Volkswagen features an improved range, design updates, and a starting price of around $35,500. On the outside, there's not too many design changes, except from the previous model, there are slight aerodynamic improvements. The vehicle now touts a range of up to 373 miles with an 84.4 kilowatt-hour battery. BMW Group, Ford Motor Company, and America Honda Motor Company have come forward and announced an equally owned company focusing on creating a single cost-effective platform to connect EV drivers, automakers, and utility companies. The new company is called ChargeScape, and it emerges as the new company that leverages all three of the other companies' industry experience with the goal of creating an open vehicle grid integration platform. Now, the company looks to alleviate any need for individual automakers to interact separately with each electric utility. Instead, ChargeScape's platform would give utility companies managing the grid of North America access to potentially universal pools of energy across EV batteries. Now, the automakers have offered an open invitation to other automakers to join the company to help expedite and unlock the full potential. I wonder if they're going to invite Tesla, or if Tesla will invite them. In today's community comment found on YouTube, DanHerald3087 says, "Things change fast at Tesla. I would not put too much weight into what you see in the book making it to market." Yeah, that's a good point. Early information or designs that have had some effort put into them can all go in the bin on a moment's notice. There were likely some versions of the robo-taxi drawn up with pedals and a wheel that wound up in the round file. I remember a dusty old prototype shuttle from Tesla, or a people mover. It was shown in a leaked video, however the mock-up was surrounded by boxes, leading me to believe that it had been sitting for some time. I think the early design for the robo-taxi that we just saw today was rather neat, and I'm curious what will survive into the finished product, if anything. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.